Tribes chapter 13. It was at that moment that real trouble arrived. Glory. Hi, Kevin. Are you trying to hide from me? She's trying to look cute and failing miserably. It didn't help that her sweater was on inside out. Typical. This your baby sister, Kev? Tori asked. He didn't wait for an answer. I'm Tori, Kev's pal. Pleased to meet you. Glory smiled back, but her eyes were on Salom. Are you the famous Salom? She asked. Am I famous? Well, I see your name written up everywhere, Glory said, all innocence. But I've never seen anything nice written about you. Kevin cringed. Buzz off, Glory. You're an embarrassment. Salam only laughed. Glory? How did you get a name like that? Is it short for Gloria? No, it's not, Kevin answered. My dad took one look at her ugly mug when she was born and yelled, Glory B. Even Dot managed to smile at that one. No, he did not. My dad thought I was beautiful. Yes, but our dad's got rotten eyesight. He does wear beer bottle glasses. They all looked, and there he was adjusting them on his face so they wouldn't fall off when his dancing got too frenetic. Then his thumbs were stuck in the waistband of his trousers, which seemed the only way they could actually line dance, and his feet began tapping out the rhythm of the music on the tiles of the mall. Left, right, left, right. Gradually, the rest of the dancers fell into step with him, and with a wild cowboy holler, the line dancing display began. Kevin had never been so embarrassing all his life. He watched his dad's face and he could see by his beaming smile that he was really enjoying himself. He wasn't embarrassed at all. How could that be? He used to be a perfectly sensible man before line dancing had come into his life. Tori began to clap in time with the music. Go on yourself, Mr. Davidson. He wasn't being sarcastic. Kevin could tell that. Salam began to clap too. Then the rest of the tribe, even Doc, joined in. Suddenly, Saturday at the shopping mall didn't seem to be such a nightmare. Kevin began clapping too, and before they knew it, all the shoppers in the mall had joined them. When they finished their first dance, the place erupted with applause. Hey, they're good, Salam said, and added with a grin, for a bunch of oldies. Yeah, we'll probably have to revive them in an oxygen tent after this, Kevin said, laughing. Glory tried to join in the joke, or maybe even put them in a... She paused, thinking, what do you call them things you put people in to help them to breathe? His sister was unbelievable. An oxygen tent, stupid. I'm just after saying that. Glory was nonplussed. Is it not an iron lung? She said. Salam couldn't stop laughing. She's brilliant, Kev. Brilliant, Kevin said. She's as daft as a brush. The music began again. People took up the clapping straight away this time, already in the mood for more dancing. It was then that Kevin spotted the rebels. He recognised McAfee first and nudged Salam. His nod told him he had already seen them. They look as if they want trouble, he said, and they did. It was the way they were circling the dancers, watching them intently. They began to spread out around them. There was something threatening in the very way they moved. Watch them, Salam ordered. No need to tell Kevin that. He couldn't take his eyes off them. They all had their hands in their pockets, and that struck Kevin as odd. His eyes were drawn to McAfee. They were all watching him as if for some signal, and when it came, Kevin saw it too. A wink, a nod, and in that second the hands came out of the pockets and in each of them was a handful of marbles. They threw them simultaneously in the path of the dancers. Suddenly the floor of the mall was a sea of tumbling marbles. There was a gasp from the crowd as one of the younger girls, not quite sure of her steps anyway, found herself dancing on a rolling, moving ball. She began to lose her balance. Her arms began to flail wildly. She reached out to the girl beside her, grabbed her sleeve, and when she went down, she took the other girl with her. Kev saw his dad glance behind him, not quite aware of what was happening, just as two more dancers lost their footing and toppled in a heap on the tiles. It was then that the rolling marbles reached his dad. He reached out for Honey Sue, but just too late, and when he crashed to the ground, so did she. The dancers were screaming, the crowd was yelling, the display had turned into a disaster. The line dancing was in chaos. Kevin pushed through the crowd to his parents. He was so angry that in that moment he hated the rebels, hated what they'd done. He would have done anything to get his revenge on them, especially on McAfee. His dad was still on the ground when he reached him, his glasses askew on his face. Are you all right, Dad? He asked, helping him to his feet. I'm fine. Help your mum. But Salam was already there helping Honey Sue to her shaky feet. She was almost in tears. The blinking little so-and-sos. They've ruined everything. No, they haven't. It was Salam who spoke. We'll get all the marbles brushed up. We'll all help. He looked around, taking in not just the rest of the tribe, but all the shoppers in the mall, won't we? There was a general murmur of agreement. Once we do that, you can begin again. He smiled at Honey Sue. You're all right, Mrs. Davison. She stood up straight. Indeed I am, son, and you're quite right. We're not going to let those little tote rags spoil our day. And nor they did. Everyone in this mall helped, chasing marbles until it became as much fun as the line dancing itself. And the line dancing turned out to be a triumph. The crowd clapped and sang, and some even joined in. And at the end, the charity boxes passed round by the dancers were filled to overflowing. It was one of the best days ever, thanks to Salam and the tribe. That was a great day, Kevin said as they walked home. Better fun than cycling round the island, Tori agreed. It was raining anyway. Then he added, but we've got to get the rebels back. We're not going to let them get away with that. He let out a whoop of joy at the prospect. Revenge, he yelled. The word sent shivers down Kevin's spine. Revenge.